Right before his death in the upper room, Jesus instituted a new fellowship meal, and he called this the Lord's Supper. This ceremony was and still is an essential part of our Christian worship. It's designed to cause believers to remember the most two central things to our faith, and that is the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. In 1 Corinthians 15, Paul says, "If Christ has not been raised, then our faith is worthless, and we are still in our sins." So the Lord's Supper is designed to cause us to remember as well. Jesus said, "Do this in remembrance of me." And what did Christ want us to remember? He wanted us to never forget what Christ has done for us, what he did for us, to never forget what he went through on our behalf, and what he gave up, and that is his body and his blood. And it's also a time where Christians can take inventory and examine ourselves. Paul said we should examine ourselves before we take the Lord's Supper. And Jesus also deemed this this institution, the ceremony, he called it a celebration. It's a celebration. We know this because when Jesus passed the bread and the wine, he said, "Let's give thanks." And so during the Lord's Supper, we also see that Jesus gave these elements to his disciples only, like Bruce said. Thus, the Lord's table is only for believers. So as an unbeliever, these elements would have no value to them. So if you're here today and you find yourself unsure about your salvation, I would just encourage you that you let the elements pass you by. And I'll be giving an opportunity later in the service to trust in Christ for salvation. That's what the Bible calls through the gospel. Now in the upper room, Jesus passed the bread and he blessed it. And he gave it a special meaning. He said, "This is my body." And the bread was to symbolize his body that was to be sacrificed for our sake. And so with those thoughts in mind, let's pass the bread. is the body of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us eat together. When Jesus passed the cup, he also gave it a special meaning. He said, "This is the blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins." And so what the spilling of the blood of Christ did was twofold. It ratified the new covenant, said back in Jeremiah 31, 34, and it also made a way for God's forgiveness to flow in the believers' lives. Hebrews 9:22 said, "Without Christ's blood, there can be no forgiveness." That's something we should be thankful for, amen? And with those thoughts in mind, let's distribute the cup. This is the blood of the covenant poured out for many. Let us drink together. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your body and your blood. We thank you for the covenant. We thank you for the forgiveness of sins. And Lord, we honor you because of what you've done for us. Bless this day today, the beginning of the new year. We give you all the praise and the glory, and it's in Jesus' name, and God's people said, amen.